For the last 2 years, Republican Kevin Grantham led the state Senate. That changed earlier this morning. Now, with Democrats in the majority, he passed the gavel to a new leader.
Senator Leroy Garcia is elected as president of the Colorado State Senate for the 72nd General Assembly.
Garcia is a Marine veteran who represents Pueblo. He's seen as relatively moderate, and he made history by becoming the first Latino Senate president.
Good morning. It's an honor and privilege.
There's a good deal of attention on him now that Democrats hold full control of state government. Republicans hope he might be able to tame some of the more progressive impulses of his party. In his opening speech, Garcia called for action on student debt and the opioid crisis. He also took a bipartisan tone, saying no party has a monopoly on good ideas.
For too long, we have allowed political party to divide us. And as a result of ego and politics, that has helped determine which bills moved forward, not the merits of the policy.
Republican Senate Minority Leader Chris Hulbert took the podium next. He praised Garcia as a lawmaker and said the state needs him to be a voice of reason at the legislature.
Mr. President, the Minority Caucus looks to you, your even hand, and your experience to be the gauge of how far left or right we might journey over the next 2 years.
When the Senate leaders weren't giving speeches, lawmakers mingled with their families and talked about their plans for lunch. Amid the hubbub, Garcia said he'll approach every idea on its merits.
I'm going to continue to be me. I'm going to take every approach like I have with every bill I've ever considered here, thoughtfully and with a lot of deliberation.
And he'll have no shortage of bills to consider. Across the hall in the state house, the new Democratic Speaker, Casey Becker of Boulder, outlined a bold agenda.
Together, we are driven to build a fair economy that expands opportunity for all, to invest in our future, and to protect the Colorado way of life.
Becker fit a dizzying set of priorities under that broad umbrella. Gun control, education funding, paid family leave, crumbling infrastructure, and new action on climate change. She also said the state had to do more to address the local impacts of the oil and gas industry.
That means we must ensure communities feel more confidence that the oil and gas happening nearby isn't negatively impacting their air and water quality or their quality of life.
That could signal that Democrats are ready to talk about how close new oil and gas development can be to schools and homes, even after voters rejected a measure to increase setbacks in November. If they do, it's sure to be one of the session's biggest fights. But beyond all the talk of policy, Becker welcomed maybe the most diverse class of lawmakers ever to the Capitol.
We made history by electing a record number of people of color to our state legislature. We made history by electing 33 women, a majority, to the House, and the first transgender representative in our state history.
That's Representative Brianna Titone. The Democrat represents Arvada. She says she hopes her place in the legislature helps other trans people feel represented, but also sends a broader message.
And I want to make sure that people realize that trans people are just like regular people, and we're just trying to get work done just like everyone else. And I have a lot to contribute, and I'm going to have a couple of years here to prove that.
And the issue Titone plans to start with is one of the toughest perennial topics at the legislature, but often a bipartisan one, helping cities expand access to broadband internet. She knows that won't be easy, but says, like many new lawmakers, she came to the Capitol to lead and to learn. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.